Dr. Saber is stating an office note on patient Mary Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/9/1960. Date of service 9/14/2023, per paragraph. The patient is referred to see me by Dr. Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N, for evaluation of possible antiphospholipid syndrome, per paragraph. The patient has a complex history of the following. She has had COVID in February 2022, and since then she developed long-haul COVID and has been seeing UTMB long-haul COVID clinic and has seen multiple specialists, including pulmonary, ENT, neuropsych, period. She also has history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and follows with a nephrologist in Leak City area, period. Next, history of kidney stones. The last episode was 2 years ago, and she had lithotripsy 3 years ago, according to her. Next, history of migraine. She was taking a lot of Excedrin migraine at that time. Next, history of fatty liver. Next, history of prediabetes. Next, history of neuropathy, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes lithotripsy. Next, laparoscopic surgery for adhesion / endometriosis. Next, left breast biopsy for a benign lesion. Next, hysterectomy. Next, hemorrhoidectomy. Next, cholecystectomy. Next, rectal seal and cystal seal correction. Next, appendectomy, per paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to codeine, morphine, and Augmentin, per paragraph. Social history, patient is married with 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She's on disability now, she used to work in sales, per paragraph. Family history, father had stroke, history of TIA, MI, hypertension, end-stage renal disease, diabetes, mellitus type 2, and lung cancer. Mother died from metastatic breast cancer. Sister has Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, that is familial. Brother with diabetes mellitus type 2, per paragraph. Review of systems reveals fatigue, brain fog has been improving. She has lots of phlegm and cough mainly at night. She has a horrible insomnia. She has no nausea or vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have intermittent diarrhea and constipation. No leg swelling reported, no urinary symptomatology or obstructive symptoms, period. All other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications are reviewed include albuterol metered dose inhaler, Lexapro 5 mg daily, famotidine, lidocaine, viscous mouth throat wash solution, propranolol, Bromfer DM, ropinirole, temazepam, Mounjaro, triamcinolone, and supplements including nattokinase, cimeticone, iodoral 12.5 mg, budesonide, gaviscon, B1 thiamine, N-acetylcysteine, Synacod, prebiotic, probiotic also, compounding prescription, low-dose naltrexone 4.5 mg daily, per paragraph. And physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-icteric sclera, nocervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bri bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date, per paragraph. Next, supplement stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as 2. No murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Her ANCA screen was negative. Her antiphosphatidylserine is positive at 32. Her ANA is negative. Period paragraph. assessment and plan. One, long COVID being managed with complex management by Dr. Bowden and multiple other specialists. Next, family history of new diagnosis of antiphospholipid syndrome. We are going to order serologies to rule that out. Next, chronic kidney disease stage 3, patients following with local nephrologists in her area. We are going to review the labs and advise accordingly. Next, history of kidney stones. She has done a electrolyte study in the past to watch for now. Next, pre-diabetes to lose weight. Next, neuropathy on LDN, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Bowden, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will keep you updated on her progress. I'll see you back in a couple of weeks and keep you updated on the plan and the diagnosis and my impression and report. Thanks.